You, cried Thorin, turning upon him and grasping him with both hands. You miserable hobbit, you undersized burglar! He shouted at a loss for words, and he shook poor Bilbo like a rabbit. By the beard of Durin, I wish I had Gandalf here. Curse him for his choice of you. May his beard wither. As for you, I will throw you to the rocks, he cried, and lifted Bilbo in his arms. Stay. Your wish is granted, said a voice. The old man with a casket threw aside his hood and cloak. Here is Gandalf, and none too soon, it seems. If you don't like my burglar, please don't damage him. Put him down, and listen first to what he has to say. You all seem in league, said Thorin, dropping Bilbo on the top of the wall. Never again will I have dealings with any wizard or his friends. What have you to say, you descendant of rats? Dear me, said Bilbo. I'm sure this is all very uncomfortable. You may remember saying that I might choose my own 14th share. Perhaps I took it too literally. I've been told that dwarves are sometimes politer in word than in deed. The time was, all the same, when you seemed to think that I had been of some service. Descendant of rats, indeed. Is this all the service of you and your family that I was promised, Thorin? Take it that I've disposed of my share as I wished, and let it go at that.
I will, said Thorin grimly. And I will let you go at that, and may we never meet again.
Then he turned and spoke over the wall.
I am betrayed, he said. It was rightly guessed that I could not forbear to redeem the Arkenstone, the treasure of my house. For it, I will give 1/14th share of the hoard in silver and gold, setting aside the gems. But that shall be accounted the promised share of this traitor. And with that reward he shall depart, and you can divide it as you will. He will get little enough, I doubt not. Take him, if you wish him to live, and no friendship of mine goes with him. Get down now to your friends, he said to Bilbo, or I will throw you down.
What about the gold and silver? Asked Bilbo.
That shall follow after, as can be arranged, said he. Get down.
Until then, we keep the stone, cried Bard.
You are not making a very splendid figure as king under the mountain, said Gandalf. But things may change yet. They may indeed, said Thorin.
And already, so strong was the bewilderment of the treasure upon him, he was pondering whether, by the help of Dain, he might not recapture the Arkenstone and withhold the share of the reward.
This ends Disc 9.